Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on annuities as an investment option. With us is Michael Steiner. Mr. Steiner, a CPA and a certified financial planner, is a wealth manager at Regent Atlantic Capital in Morristown. He is also a member of the New Jersey Society of CPAs Personal Financial Planning Interest Group. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
So tell us, what exactly is an annuity?
An annuity is a financial product that's issued by an insurance company, and it's designed to convert a lump sum into a guaranteed stream of income. So if the income is to be received in the future, it's typically referred to as a deferred annuity. If the income is required today, it can be structured as an immediate annuity. And deferred annuities can have fixed rate of return or be subject to the risks and return of the market.
And what are the pros and cons of them?
Annuities are designed to provide a lifetime of income. So this can provide a hedge against longevity risk, similar to a traditional pension. Deferred annuities are also not subject to current taxation, so they get the benefit of tax-deferred growth. However, these products also come with a cost, and they can be fairly high. Variable annuities tend to be loaded with underlying expenses. They can contain multiple riders, or bells and whistles, if you will, that can be costly and also confusing. Quite often, these contracts have long surrender periods, which makes them relatively illiquid. So actually reviewing the prospectus for a variable annuity product recently for a client, I noted that there was a 7% surrender penalty, and that surrender period lasted 7 years. So what that means is that if the individual were to cash in their annuity, they would get back current value of that annuity, less 7% as a penalty. That's a pretty steep charge. These surrender periods last for years and typically decline every 1 to 3 years during that surrender penalty period. Fixed annuities, on the other hand, those can be subject to interest rate risk, similar to a bond. So in this instance, with a fixed annuity, the payment itself is fixed and over the long term can be impacted negatively if we experience increased inflation. Additionally, once a stream of annuity payment has begun, you don't have any flexibility. You can't accelerate your payment, and that can be problematic, particularly for an individual or family who has variable cash flow needs. So let's say you're receiving $6,000 a month of annuity payments, and you need to do a home repair, and you need additional money. Well, you can't tap into that annuity once that stream of income has begun. You're limited to that $6,000 a month every single month.
Now, what type of investor should consider annuities?
Investors that are considered about longevity risk and who don't have any pension benefits are those that should be considering annuities, particularly those who are willing to part with a lump sum of cash in exchange for that stream of income. There have actually been studies showing that annuitizing a portion of one's wealth, in some cases as much as 25%, can actually aid in providing a greater likelihood of long-term financial independence.
And are there any tax implications involved with an annuity?
Certainly there are. As I mentioned previously, annuities do grow tax-deferred, but keep in mind that gains on those on the annuities are subject to the FIFO, or first-in, first-out method, and they're taxed as ordinary income. So when an investor converts a deferred annuity into a stream of income, or referred to as annuitizing the contract, a portion of those payments are a tax-free return of their basis, or the amount that they contributed. The other portion is taxed as ordinary income, and what that means is you're going to pay tax at a rate no different than if it were salary or any other type of income. But in no case do annuity distributions receive the capital gains treatment, which is far more favorable from a tax perspective.
Now, I'm curious. I hear or see a lot of the commercials out there that say, you know, if you have an annuity and you need cash now, give us a call. What's the catch there?
Well, these are firms that are looking to buy out investors who are already receiving their stream of income from their annuities, so people who've already annuitized. So in essence, what you're doing is selling your future stream of income for a lump sum today. What the buyer is going to do is discount that stream of income to a present value lump sum and offer you that needed liquidity. Now, investors should understand how to compare the lump sum value of the future stream of income to that lump sum, as the funds that are offered typically are going to be worth a good deal less than the value that you're actually receiving. And this can be really difficult for an annuitant to calculate And people should be really, really careful about entering into such a transaction. You got to remember that the party on the other side of that transaction is not doing this for your welfare. It's to make a profit. That's their business. So make sure that they're not being, they're not profiting at your expense.
Well, Michael, thanks for this great information.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPAs consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.